Survey, Biden approval on key issues continues to sink. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2023. President Biden's approval rating on key issues continues to sink well into the third year of his presidency, a recent Harvard/Harris survey found. The survey found Biden's overall approval underwater, with 43% approving of his job performance and 53% expressing disapproval. However, Biden is seeing falling figures on specific issues, despite already being under 50% approval in every single category listed in the poll. In May, for example, just 38% approved of Biden's handling of immigration. That figure has dropped 3 points over the last month, as 35% now approve of his handling of immigration. That is also down from his high of 40% in November and December. In June, 44% approve of Biden in the category of stimulating jobs, reflecting a 4-point drop from the 48% who said the same last month. Biden also experienced a 3-point drop in fighting terrorism, 46% to 43%, as well as foreign affairs, falling from 43% approval to 40% over the last month. Voters are continuing to sour on the 80-year-old's handling of violence and crime in the country, as those figures dropped from 39% approval to 37%. Just 36% approve of his handling of inflation, down from 37% last month. And while reacting to the coronavirus has consistently stood as his strong suit in this particular survey, 49% now approve of his handling of that issue, down from 52% approval last month. Biden only remained consistent in one issue over the last month, as his approval on the economy remained the same, with just 39% approving. The survey was taken June 14 to 15, among 2,090 registered voters. Notably, this same survey also shows former President Donald Trump defeating Biden in a hypothetical 2024 matchup by 6 points, 45% to 39%. It also found 66% agreeing that Biden is showing he is too old to be president. 59% also have doubts about his fitness for office. Related, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Those results coincide with a recently released survey from Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group, which found 63.5% of likely general election voters agreeing the 80-year-old president is too old to effectively serve a second term in the White House.